Dreamscape presents Shadow and Storms by Helen Scheurer, narrated by Molly Stark and Sebastian Grove.
Dedication for my readers. Don't let the world, don't let anyone convince you that you're not enough. Only you define your story. Prophecy of the Midrealms. In the shadow of a fallen kingdom, in the eye of the storm, a daughter of darkness will wield a blade in one hand and rule death with the other. When the skies are blackened in the end of days, the veil will fall. The tide will turn when her blade is drawn. A dawn of fire and blood.
Chapter 1. Wilder. When Wilder Hawthorne came to in the cold, damp cell of the Scarlet Tower, his first thought was of Thea. Fierce. Unflinching. His. "We don't say those words again until we're on the other side. Until we can say them warsword to warsword," he had told her. The warrior who had stolen his heart and soul, who had walked into the swirling mist of the great rite, to face her fate and the Furies themselves. She would light up the Midrealms with her storms, and the thought comforted him as he rolled onto all fours and dry-retched over the wet stones. The oppressive magic of the Scarlet Tower pressed down on him, making him dizzy and nauseous. The proximity to the sea and the veil left everything wet. The cell stank of rot. There was no window to hear the crash of waves beyond, or taste the briny air. The sounds of the prison changed with each passing moment. Sometimes there were 1,000 prisoners just outside his cell, desperately clamoring for something, the noise overpowering. The next moment it was as silent as a graveyard. Worst of all, there was no way to tell what was real and what was a figment of his imagination, or some illusion woven beyond the confines of this wretched place. Goosebumps rushed across his skin as he realized he'd observed the same thing before. How long had he been in this cell? How many times had he woken?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?